Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-in. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the number one overall draft pick was Bryce Young for the Panthers, and he was benched earlier this season, if you recall, but has since been reinstated into the starting lineup, and he will yet again get a third consecutive start against the Giants this week. That, according to his head coach, Dave Canales. So they felt like he has finished games well that he's been playing in so far, and he's going to get another shot at being the starting quarterback for that team.
Yeah, and I think it's probably fair to him and fair to the rest of his team. I thought before Tuesday we would see him get moved. Kind of things end well, right? And if you've been around it forever, you don't normally see a guy with that much hype who has put that much on his shoulders that early in his career and then get benched and then come back and it'd be like a Cinderella story. You just don't see that very often. And so I thought he'd be moved. He's not. He gets another crack at kind of holding it down there as a number one pick and not being a huge bust. But, man, I still think with the team around him, he's kind of up against it.
They came back and pulled off the win against New Orleans. And so in those two previous starts ahead of the one that he's getting now, he's thrown three touchdown passes, three picks, but he's averaging just over 197 yards passing a game and also completing just over 63% of his passes with a 77.1 passer rating.
If I asked you on November 7th, 2024, to tell me which player, which former top five NFL draft pick quarterback from the 2023 class between Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson would have the better NFL career, who would you say? Who would you go with long term?
Ask that again.
So between Anthony Richardson and Bryce Young, two top five draft picks who have now been benched from the 2023 draft class, which one, if you had to say a forecast for the future, which one would you give, say that's the guy that'll have the better NFL career? Doesn't mean that they start 15 years and do anything. They just are in the league longer and looked at as the more successful of the two players.
And this is not, I don't personally know either player. I've not sat in a meeting with Anthony Richardson. I did have a meeting with Bryce Young last season. Just based on, and I hate to even say this, the clips that we saw, it does seem like Bryce Young handled being benched like textbook Tiffany's PR. For what you would want your client to do and to say publicly. I feel like he handled that really well. Not to say Anthony Richardson didn't, but I might have told him, hey, don't tell people that you're tired in games. Might have given him some of that advice. But so just on that alone, if we're just talking about that, because I like to play it safe here. But I think that Bryce Young set himself up for success, and the numbers that I read aren't mind-boggling or anything like that,
sure.
But it's better than where he was.
Some improvement
to start the season.
And Anthony Richardson right now is completing 44% of his passes this season. That'd be such a good segment. Every time somebody said something, misspoke, now it's time for Tiffany's PR segment.
Yeah, Tiffany's PR.
What you should have said.
Here's what I will say. I think that Bryce Young, first of all, this is a hard spot for him starting this weekend. You just traded two of your top, four wide receivers? you just got
also,
rid of them.
Oh, I forgot about that. Minor detail.
No, but I think that when you look at what Bryce Young is, and he was known as this, cerebral quarterback that processes and understands the game, I don't know that he'll ever just take flight the way a Joe Burrow or some of these other, you know, top draft picks do. But I could see him having a Sam Darnold-esque resurgence somewhere when he gets in a run-heavy scheme that
Geno
he can
Smith.
Build off play action. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if maybe an Andy Dalton-type career, that's which is crazy to say. But he's, Lord, I mean, he's 14 years in. He's had a pretty good run at it. So I do think that there's a lot of upside to Bryce. And I think there's a lot to be said in the NFL about your teammates liking you.
Yeah.
I just think there's a lot to say about coaches liking you and everybody else and knowing that you're going to get their best effort. I just think that he hasn't been put in the best situation right now, and I don't think even when he was put in good situations that he has flourished.
Make no mistake, longevity at the quarterback position in NFL, whether it's a starter or a backup, is it equals a good career. Do not mistake it, because there's only two per team, here and there. You know, three, I guess you could say three now. Yeah, no one looks at Chase Daniels and says, what a failure.
Right.
They go, holy crap, that guy's in the league for like 20 years. He made $150 million.
In my next life, I want to come back as a fired head coach that signed like a mega deal and got fired after the first year of like a five-year deal, which we know doesn't happen, but still.
Yeah. Like a Kevin Sumlin.
Or I would come back as a backup quarterback.
Yeah, the only problem is, Tiff, when that quarterback goes down, grabs his ankle or something, then all of a sudden and you're taking that dip out of your lip and throwing it on the ground, you're going,
it's the scene from Varsity Blues.
Who's the dude on the Chiefs that always when Patrick Mahomes has been out, like with ankle or whatever,
they've changed it now. Now it's Carson Wentz.
Yes.
It used to be I think it was
with the Chiefs for a while.
I'll find his name. But he stepped in, got some wins. It was even
playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just
playoffs.
It's like that. I'm going to go to 2022.
I want to be him.
Yeah,
Take whatever out of your mouth.
I think Dan Orlovsky's living a pretty good life. You know, he was that guy, right? He was like that guy for a really long time in the NFL.
It's that old moment from Varsity. You're talking about Chad Henne. It's the old moment from Varsity Blues where they hand, you know, what's the starting quarterback goes out and they like shove the ball in Mox's gut and he's just standing there like, like blank stare.
Charlie Whitehurst?
Yeah,
Matt Flynn did it for a long time, man. Those guys, and those are point we were making earlier. Those are professional decisions. Like, you trust a backup quarterback that is going to dive into the playbook and be ready when his number is called.
There was a quarterback. I'm not going to give the name, and I'm not going to give the name of the person that said this to me. But there was a quarterback that played for the Falcons years ago when I first started doing the games. It was a backup, he never played. But somebody looked at me and said, if that guy goes in, we're in trouble.
Oh, dang.
Yikes.
You were on the team. I'll tell you who later off the air. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I go, you think so? He said, look at him. I go, oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Panthers and Giants will be in Munich in Germany for that NFL game this weekend. So I know it's going to be a good weekend. Wake up Sunday and
I like it when I'm not there. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.